What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big day for Mac. Did he get to unpack the NBA draft? Is that what it is? Get to look back at all the picks, see Colin Cowherd was selected last night and all Great. That good stuff, right?
That's right. You know, what's funny is that you're kind of known to give the trick on names.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a joke.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Cowherd here. This is a young man with the ultimate bet on yourself story.
So you'll see that on the herd about 15 times today if you watch or listen.
As you should.
Exactly. I mean, that drop would live in infamy on this show if Robert Fesco was drafted to the Spurs last night.
That's great. I mean, that is fantastic.
No, Max got a big day, man. He's borrowing my hedge trimmers.
Uh-oh.
Do some yard work.
Oh, you're going to go out and do yard work today. So, today sounds like a great day to get out there and do the yard
work.
Sounds
like a great day for us to get two lawn chairs and just watch him go to work.
Oh, Maloney will show up and watch that.
Grab a couple of surf sides and just see him hedging out.
Yeah, mowed half the lawn, couldn't do it all because the mower just gave out. So hopefully it'll be better today. Mowed the rest of it.
Sling blade,
did you get gas? You need to get some gas.
I got gas.
Did you change the oil? Did you change the carburetor?
Did not do that.
No. You got to check the oil on that thing. You got to change the carburetor, that little air filter that they have there. Not carburetor, but the air filter. I mean, there's not much to change on a lawnmower. So
yeah, do that.
Little did you know, Bob is an expert on small engine repair.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs>
Ain't got no gas in it.
He's like, hey, call Aspen. I don't know.
I mean, no, but the spark plug, maybe that didn't work.
Yeah,
I mean, there's not much on a lawnmower. There really isn't. I mean, change the spark plug, put some oil in the thing, make sure it's got gas in it, replace the air filter. And, you know, I'm sure somebody out there will tell me, well, you know, it's got the flux capacitor and the Johnson rod and all that stuff. But, you know,
Johnson rod.
Yeah, it's all that. It's all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's kind of where you go on that. Just check those things. If they don't work, just throw it away.
I'll get
I
back to you.
Take some of them French fried taters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or call Maloney. He'll come pick it up. Take it to the dump.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rob, we got some scrap metal over here. It'll look good in the bar. Okay.
Somebody says, did you turn the mower on, Mac?
Oh, dang it.
Did you prime it? Did you prime it properly to get that going?
Yeah.
What do they call that? Choking it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You did it all. Okay.
It'll get going.
It'll hopefully
Sometimes
get
you
going.
Give it a kick.
Come on, man.
Is it gasping for air when you're pushing it, or what's it doing?
It ain't got just, no gas in it.
It's well, it'll get on and it'll stay on for a little bit and be like really low, like not on, but on, still kind of cutting grass.
Yeah.
And then I'll eventually just be and then I'll start it again, sweating, wiping out of my eyes, starting
Well, it sounds like you got to prime it and get that gas going into the engine. It doesn't sound like it's getting enough gas, okay? Or it also sounds like it's gasping for air, and that's why you need to look at that air filter to make sure that thing isn't clogged with dirt and whatnot. And if it is, go buy you a new one and put it in there.
What's working better right now for you, your mower or your headphones?
Yeah, it's true. And where did this mower come with the house?
No, my mom gave it to me. She screwed me.
Oh, she did screw you. Yeah, yes. It's a lemon. Take it back. Just put it on her front yard and leave it there. Say, screw this. I don't want this thing anymore.
615, did you twist it, bop it, pull it, choke it? All right.
Yeah. You got to do all of that. Yeah. Make sure it's working properly. Yeah. It sounds like it's gasping for air. So you got to check that air filter.
Yeah.
That's the rest of my morning and afternoon then. Trimming some hedges.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sounds like hell.
Yep. 98 degrees.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds like a Thursday. So did you guys watch? I know you were.
Yeah, I was a swim meet, man. 5 hours on the deck, baby. Let's go.
That's
crazy.
Egregious. I feel like there'd be like at least two of you. You get the first half, he gets the second half.
Oh, there's three timers on every lane. I got two watches going at the same time. You got the electronic one. You got the manual one. We got four timers for every kid. We're making sure we get this stuff right.
Yeah.
Kid gets out of the pool, goes, what's my time? I go, well, not good. And he kept on going. No, I didn't say that, but I felt like it like every time. What's my time? Not good.
Keep swimming. Some sort of significant history last night. Cooper Flagg drafted number one overall out of Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the Dallas Mavericks. Cooper Flagg will be the first white American number one NBA draft pick since Kent Banson in 1977.
Who?
That's right.
Never heard of him.
This is from Pat Ford. No idea whether Flagg will ever make the Naismith Hall of Fame, but the last white American male NBA Hall of Famers inducted as players were in 2019, Carl Braun, who last played in 1962, Bobby Jones, 1986, Jack Sikma, 1991, and Paul Westfall, 1984. He used to be a coach, too.
Yep.
RIP. John Stockton is the most recent one in the Hall of Fame player in terms of his career ending in 2003. But Cooper Flagg last night, number one overall draft pick.
Shocker to everybody, I thought.
And then his teammate, Con Knipple, goes fourth overall. His reaction was priceless, seeing like during the middle of an interview and seeing like your roommate best friend get drafted fourth, staying in Charlotte basically, going to be playing for the Charlotte Hornets.
Downfall. You got to play for the Hornets.
Yeah, it does kind of suck, to be honest with you. But I saw, obviously, a good friend of mine, Ron Hughley, yesterday, and he had a wonderful tweet. First off, he calls him Cooper the American Flagg.
I love it.
I don't know
Fantastic.
If you can have
that. That's great. Dude. Yeah, well done,
like,
Ron.
Credit to Hughley, man. Like,
that's outstanding.
Cooper the American Flagg.
I love it. That's outstanding. Yeah, that's really good. I mean, I wish I would have thought of it.
And I don't even know if that's his, but damn it, that's good, show. And then he asks a question. Can Cooper Flagg surpass Caitlin Clark when it comes to popularity in the United States?
It's a great question, and I don't know the answer to that question. I'd love to have some profound thought where I think he can. I think because it's the NBA and it's still more popular than the WNBA, he's got an opportunity to. But, man, Caitlin Clark has captivated everybody, right? Like, is Cooper Flagg going to get the rando that's not an NBA fan to watch the NBA? I don't know, but Caitlin Clark has gotten everybody to watch the WNBA or to watch her play. She hasn't gotten everybody to watch the WNBA. She's gotten everybody to watch her play. I don't know that Cooper Flagg can have that same kind of effect because it's not new. It's not really different, you know? The WNBA is in its infancy. Caitlin Clark came onto the scene, draining every three-point shot, captivated everybody in college, carried it over to the pros. I don't know that somebody in the NBA can have that kind of impact like Caitlin Clark has had.
I do think that, you know, obviously the United States loves their own.
Uh-huh.
Cooper Flagg, first overall pick. Yeah, he went to Duke, but was he really as hated as a lot of people thought Duke players were?
No.
No, part of that is because I think Cooper Flagg comes at a perfect time for his career. And this is what I mean. He gets out of college basketball when college basketball is a dying sport that not a lot of people watch, so there's not that true hatred for Duke players where he comes in with a negative narrative from, you know, half the people that follow basketball. Oh, he went to Duke. Screw that guy, right?
Right.
There's not that. A lot of that's there. Now I'm sure people in North Carolina, whatever. But he goes to the pros when that's not happening. He's also going into the NBA where we're seeing the phase out of LeBron,
uh-huh.
Steph Curry. We're asking all these questions. Who's the face of the league? And by God, does Cooper Flagg have a hell of a bonus coming into this league? He's an 18-year-old white American, man. Like, it is what it is. And he's coming into the basketball league where There's not the hatred that we've seen in the past with Duke players. He's coming here where there are people that not a lot of people like in the NBA that are phasing out of the NBA. I don't know how many people still love Steph Curry. We are entertained and like Steph Curry for the most part, but not everybody still loves him like they used to. He's getting ready to leave the NBA. LeBron James is getting ready to leave the NBA. We have SGA. We have who's Canadian, but, you know, we didn't see a lot of people jumping in, buying his jersey, even though they just won a title. Anthony Edwards, he's there, but he's not the same kind of athlete as Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg, big scorer, slasher, exciting. Anthony Edwards, kind of that Michael Jordan-esque, off guard, can jump out of a gym, can shoot, can control a game. And Cooper Flagg kind of comes in with the planets aligned perfectly for him, that if he can be this number one overall pick, this next great, you know, hope and hype that this team, that this league wants and needs, then I think if, and I don't know if Mac agrees with that, but I think the timing for him is perfect for what he is on to set up to do, which is to become the next good, great, followed NBA athlete. Plus, by the way, to mention where his buddy went in Charlotte, Cooper Flagg's going to Dallas.
Right.
So, yep. Big, big area there where Mahomes loves Dallas, right? We know Mahomes, big Dallas Mavericks fan.
Yeah.
They draw.
What, do they, though? Are they back in the good graces of their fan base now? I mean, think about it. Are they? I mean,
Cooper Flagg's nice.
It's a nice piece. But yeah, again, Cooper Flagg has done nothing in the NBA.
And I mean, they were showing Nico Harrison last night all night long. He was doing FaceTime, smiling. Yeah. I'm like, you lucky son of a, you know what?
Well, I mean, the NBA set him up for that. You trade him to LA, and we'll give you the number one pick. If anybody doesn't believe that, then I got oceanfront property in Arizona for sale right now.
You'll buy that.
That I can sell. You know, like that was a clear setup by the league. And I don't have a problem with that, because that trade, when they made that trade, was the greatest thing that the NBA's had maybe a decade, right? Super Bowl week. Nobody's talking about the Super Bowl. Everybody's talking about that trade to a premier team. You got the Lakers cachet. They started winning. The interest got back into the NBA, carried into the postseason, I think, you know, and now you've got Cooper Flagg. Like, it's a great soap opera. Like, sports is a story. Sports is a script. And when you do stuff like that and then reward your team for helping out the league, hey, man, that's the way you do it. I love the fact that the NBA gave Dallas the number one pick after making them trade the best player maybe in the world to the Lakers to prop up that franchise. They go, we got you on the backside of this. We'll take care of you. Number one pick, Cooper Flagg. And now they've got an opportunity to start anew with a player I think a lot of people are going to be excited about. But the cautionary tale is he's never played a minute in the NBA. We just don't know how good he's going to be, right?
You're a rock star.
Yeah, I think both of you guys bring up good points. When I think about Cooper Flagg, I get a little discouraged by the fact that maybe he could be more popular than Caitlin Clark, because I didn't see it enough in college. So much of basketball and sports, really everything, is social media driven.
Yep.
Short videos.
And she has a hell of a head start.
And she's got a great head
start.
She's
got a head start, and she's clippable. She is social media gold. 30-foot logo threes are what you want. Zion Williamson was TikTok gold. He was more popular than Cooper Flagg because of these insane dunks.
Yeah.
Was he better? I don't think so. He wasn't 17 or 18 years old doing all of these different facets of the game, being a complete player, but he could grab your eye, right? I don't know if Cooper Flagg does that for the casual fan or for a 16-year-old on TikTok going, whoa, he makes really good plays that me, basketball nerd, goes, damn, he's 18 and he knows to make that pass. He knows to make that extra read or wait an extra second to get in the lane or whatever it is. But I don't think that's going to grab the attention of a Bob Fesco or of a 16-year-old girl on TikTok going, whoa, look at that dunk. It's just, I don't know if he has that. But he does have the Dallas Mavericks, and they're a big market, and the NBA is bigger than the WNBA. That's nice, but I think so much of it is social media, TikTok-driven. I don't know if he has the clips.
Well, you make a great point with everything being social media-driven these days in sports, and I've told the story about 2014 talking to one of the executives for the Royals, and he says, yeah, my son just doesn't watch the games. I go, wow, they're winning. Why not? He goes, yeah, they just watch it on YouTube, or they would see highlights, and they just watch the highlights. And that's where the sports world is right now, and I would say the majority of people who consider themselves sports fans, other than the NFL, which is a different beast in and of itself, nobody's consuming full games anymore, right? The young generation is not settling down at 6:40 to watch every pitch of a Royals game. They're not settling down at 7:15 to watch every minute of an NBA game. They will for football because it is, but even then, you have a lot of people. We're watching Red Zone now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're not watching full games anymore, and then the playoffs come around, and we got to watch a full game, and everybody says football's boring, you know? Oh, my God, this is terrible. Oh, switch me to another game. Like,
yes.
I remember that happening during the playoffs this year. People were so beside themselves. And so sports is a 10 to 15 second highlight on TikTok. on YouTube and on Instagram. And that's where people consume it. And that's where you become a bigger name for the kids and for everybody, because that's where people are. They're on TikTok. They're on Instagram. They're on, you know, YouTube. And if you can become a star there, you've got a leg up, because there are so many people that are on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram that have done nothing in their lives, but they're these influencers because they became big there. And Caitlin Clark became big there with all of those shots. And I think you make a great point. What's his TikTok highlight?
Yeah, I don't know if that's his thing.
He has a really good bingo commercial. There were other highlights of the draft last night. The Pelicans traded up 10 spots to a guy that may have been there still, and they gave up an unprotected 2026 pick.
Yeah, so they gave they were like, hey, I'm trying to think of an NFL equivalent. It's kind of hard off the top of my head, but basically they're giving the Hawks a pick 10 down, and hey, next year, unprotected, which means however bad we are, no matter what happens, you guys are going to get where we are, whatever pick we are next year, and the Pelicans have a good chance to be pretty bad next season. So the Hawks were like, great.
Does that have staying power in New Orleans?
Does what?
The Pelicans.
Should.
What do you mean staying
like,
power?
Like, can that city support that team?
I've heard no from people who know more than me.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's why I just ask. Yeah. You know?
Ace Bailey got taken by the Jazz. Either way, he didn't want to go there.
He had no interest in going there.
Yeah, Danny Ainge, I don't care.
Right. I'd like to go to any team but Utah. Utah Jazz select yes. Ace Bailey. I mean, what?
The Brooklyn Nets had 28 picks, and they used them all.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
That's pretty solid.
They drafted, what, 5 point guards?
Hey, man.
Literally. All of them. I was looking at it. I don't know any of these guys.
Nobody
does. All of them were pretty much.
They were like, how did these two teams get to the finals this year? Halliburton, SGA. Well, if we pick 5, one should pan out, right. And then we can build.
It's like drafting 5 quarterbacks and going, all right, here we go. That means you have no quarterback.
Cleveland
Browns. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And then we found out Ron Harper's most important ring he ever won was the one he put on his wife's finger.
Woo.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ron Harper.
Great job.
Good job, young king. My goodness. They were like, the second pick, Ron Harper's wife, Ron Harper's son gets taken second out of Rutgers.
Doesn't that make you feel old, though? Ron Harper's kid is now getting drafted. Like, I mean, maybe not you, but for me, it does. I'm like, I watched that guy play in his prime. Max, like, yeah, I wasn't even born when that guy retired. So.
Probably not, but I do know.
Your son that's in the NBA, your son that gets drafted, or put your wife in a leather dress right between him and do an interview for 5 minutes.
There you go.
Yes, you are, ESPN. That's the only win they had last night.
The ESPN stuff is unbelievable to me. I mean, it really is. Like, I don't want to sit here and bash on the product, because I know how hard it is to do those live events and all that stuff. But ESPN has been exposed for having terrible basketball coverage. And again, I don't want to credit Mac and I for being the first to this party, but we were kind of the first to this party. And since then, everybody has noticed how bad their coverage has been. And last night, it wasn't any better, I guess. I mean, we had Colin Cowherd drafted, you know, and so that's a big, you know, as the TNT phases out and ESPN becomes a bigger partner with the NBA, they've got to give the viewer something better than what they're offering right now.
We had this blunder, too, from Malika Andrews.
Welcome back to SportsCenter. You're looking at Cooper Flagg, and in just over an hour from now, that is not Cooper Flagg at all, actually.
No, it's not.
That is quite famously Ace Bailey.
That's right.
There's Cooper Flagg. I was going to say, a lot of... No, that's not him either.
Oh, my.
That's not Cooper Flagg.
That's right. That's right. Ace Bailey, Cooper Flagg. That's being like, I'm Dusty Likens here with co-host Carrington Harrison.
It's exactly.
Like, what?
That's not him.
Like, one of the main things they talked about last night was Cooper Flagg would be one of the first white American drafted players since 1977 when Ted DiBiase,
whatever that guy's name was.
Oh boy,
you know, the fact that ESPN told me years ago that I said ass too much to work for them.
Wow.
Well,
they're ass.
The three-letter network.
Tonight on ASS, we play Guess the NBA Player.
All blank sports ass here for you.
Yeah.
Transition into what we've seen over the week, Travis Kelce living his best life at tight end U. So we looked at this, and I believe there was some sort of, I don't know, plays that we saw, Travis Kelce's top 5 plays of his career. Via Fatty Patty is the name of the Twitter handle. So if you want to go check these out,
He has Travis Kelce's first overall in Sports Illustrated's 2013 redraft. No brainer.
Yeah, I mean, if you redraft the 2013, Travis has to be the number one overall pick, right?
And they had the top five NFL plays for Travis Kelce, or plays in his career. The big man juke was number five. Game-winning touchdown, I believe, against the Ravens. Is that what it was, his number four?
No, the game-winning touchdown against the Chargers was number four. The big man juke was against the Ravens. Then the toss against the Chargers again to LeSean McCoy, which that's his claim to fame.
It was the Lions. Yeah, he lateraled the Lions.
Yeah, he lateraled that one to LeSean McCoy. Then he has the game-winning touchdown and two-pointer against the Chargers on that. I think that was a Thursday night game, because I do remember watching that game and my eye was leaking. It was right during COVID. I'm like, I called Josh. I'm like, I'm sorry, I know you're in LA, but I can't come. I can't see. You got to do the show from the lobby tomorrow.
Better vision, you or that shield that Andy Reid had during COVID?
Boy, that's a good question, because I could not see. I mean, I had like the eyes leaking, and I'm lying in bed trying to watch this. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And then his number one play. What was his number one play? It went off the screen. Oh, the long touchdown pass against the Ravens.
Yeah.
My favorite Travis Kelce play.
The number one was the, I believe that was the 13-second, the game winner. The game winner in the 13-second game. Yeah.
So they're in reverse order.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay.
That's my fault.
So mine didn't even make the list. My favorite Travis Kelce play, it's his touchdown against the Houston Texans, where he's surrounded by five guys and Mahomes just drops it in from like the 2-yard line. I love that play. I think that is one of the greatest plays maybe in the history of the Chiefs. For me, everybody can have their own opinion and what plays they love. I just love that play so much, because I think that's the play, in my opinion, that sums up this Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes relationship. Because I still maintain, after that game when he said, I didn't even know I was going to be there, but Patrick did. like that right there. And that was just the beginning of this dynasty when they did that against the Houston Texans. But I think that play right there sums up his relationship with Patrick Mahomes and everything that we've seen with him and Travis Kelce moving forward. I think that play is the one that sums it up for me. So that's why it's my favorite play.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks to say play, but I still always go back to the four catches, four touchdowns for 25 yards against the Raiders.
That was great, too.
Or maybe it was 26. Yeah. But I mean, like, literally, like one man beat you, I guess two, somebody had to throw the ball. But I do love the lateral in Detroit.
That's great.
Just because it shows you that he's just so far beyond what the play is. I mean, the 13-second play where he goes up the middle and tells, like, after they call a timeout, and he's like, if they do the same thing, do it.
Do it.
And that play to me was huge, because that set up, and just again, what we always go back to, because of the loss in the next round, a lot of that Kansas City-wise gets kind of swept under the rug. But that was a big play there as well.
Yeah, that was a huge play. That 13-second game, you really saw how intelligent Travis Kelce was, too. I think that was the big kind of takeaway from all of that, is that, like, this dude's smart. He understands what's going on out there on the field. Listen to him. And that's the good thing about Andy Reid. Listen to your guys. And he did, and they went right back to it. They ended up getting the field goal. And, you know, the rest is history, as they like to say. But you're right. Yeah, because of the game that happened afterwards, we tend to forget about that game. The other thing that we tend to forget about that's not going to make the list was the lateral to Kadropius. I mean, had he not been lined up off sides, that's got to be in your top five Travis Kelce plays of all time, right? I mean, that has to make the top five list.
Yeah, I just try to blank that up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
My memory, because it doesn't count. It's like doesn't so exist,
good. Right? But it was such an amazing play.
I watched it develop right in front of my eyes. I was going nuts. I had an old guy next to me want to jump on my shoulders, and I said, "No, we're a row away from the top deck level. We'll fall and die."
Yeah,
I don't care anymore.
Okay. Well, I do, sir. Easy, so, buddy. Yeah.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.